This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This is the second part of a four-part conversation with John Trivers. John's a popular speaker around this industry. He's a columnist with Floor Covering Weekly. We're talking this morning about the new format store that Home Depot is testing. It's called Home Depot Design. It's a store that's designed to cater more to the wants and needs of women. John, another thing about this new format they're testing at Home Depot, it seems that they want to have basically from soup to nuts in terms of price points, a sort of an expo design center with lower price points.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So I don't know. To be honest with you, I think what they're telling the public is not internally, because it just doesn't make sense to have a gigantic store and take four components out of it and see if you can jam it into the orange store. So exactly what the end game is not clear. But what is clear is that they continue to look at ways to improve their position vis-a-vis the female buyer, and also the one area that they continue to underperform in the area they call decor.
Uh-huh. But they are saying, in essence, that there is an inherent problem with Home Depot as it exists today, the higher testosterone version.
Well, in certain sections, you know, no. I think the wood and lumber and plumbing, you know, I think is perfectly fine. But there are other areas where they're not as strong. And the fact is the whole appliance category, Lowe's is much better at that than Home Depot. And I think, again, it points to those are products that a woman buys. And Lowe's has packaged that in a far easier way or friendly way, however you want to say it, for women. So that's what they keep looking at, is how can they get their share of certain product categories that women decide and they don't seem to be making a compelling, you know, either the environment is bad, the lighting is bad, it's I don't know what it is, but they do not, women don't feel as comfortable buying those products from them as they do from their major competitor, Lowe's.
Do you think it's possible to have a more women-friendly focus in a traditional Home Depot store and still not alienate the contractor?
That's the tightrope act that they're going to try to walk, and if they felt that they were injuring the contract side, I think they'd drop that sucker in a millisecond. So that's the act. How do you not change your identity, but change your identity in certain sections? And that's a very, very difficult marketing thing to do, but they're going to test it and see if they can find some way.
But they definitely said there is no intention to build other varieties of this store on down the road. They were just going to test it in two places.
That's right. But businesses have been known to say that as they sign the papers for 100 locations.
Yes. So the jury's out in your mind on this whole thing as to how this is going to go forward. We'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Exactly.
If just out of idle curiosity, I'm wondering how a softer Home Depot would affect the floor covering department, which I think you said on prior programs was not at its best.
Well,
what does that mean?
I think it would help immensely in the carpet and rug section. The carpet business has been brutal, and my sense is the reason it's been brutal, it is the one product category that basically is a sell-from-sample product category and is professionally installed. And they have had double-digit decreases for now it's on to 18 months. And I'm talking about decreases. It's hard to extrapolate, but it seems to be between like 14 and 19% decrease month after month for 18 months. However, laminate wood and ceramic, which is more often sold simply as the product and the people will find someone to install it, they have equal sales to last year, if not slightly up, on their existing stores that have been around a year. So what that says to me is that the real problem Home Depot faces is the installation component, and the installation component is the biggest area in carpet, because most of their carpet sales are not those crummy things that are on, you know, they have like three or four rolls of rubber back or something, but basically 95% of their carpet sales are installed. And that's the thing they haven't figured out. I suspect less than 30% of wood, laminate, and ceramic, maybe as low as 20% is installed. The rest is take-with. They know how to sell take-with goods. They do that as well as anybody. They do it incredibly well. And that's why the hard surface, they continue to gain market share, but in carpet, they're a mess.
I see. Now, they're offering some pretty surprising deals, I understand, at Home Depot, some $99 deals. What are those all about?
Well, I mean, that's, again, it's interesting. They've made announcements and talked to analysts saying, we know what we need to do in carpet. We need to simplify the installation component. We've got 23 pages of add-ons. We've got to just make it easier, give the customer price, do it faster, more efficiently, et cetera. Having said that, they then decided, okay, that's nice, but that will take time, and we don't have time. So they offered $99 any amount of carpet installed in your home. It could be a room, or it could be 3,000 square feet. Whatever you want is $99. And they got a ton of leads, and they got a lot of sales. Now, unlike anything else, all the small print, they added the measure fee, which they always give back. You know, $50 will come out. Measure, if you buy it, will credit the $50. That was not credited, so it's $99 plus $50. Plus, you had to pay for the ripping up of the old carpet. Plus, you had to pay for the moving of the furniture. Plus, you had to pay for the tearing, taking the carpet to, you know, the old carpet to some disposal site. So the fact is this, that it's a little bit of bait and switch. It's really low-grade stuff. The $99 hit the customer, but then they did exactly what they know they shouldn't do, which was nickel and dime them with all these add-ons. Well, anyhow, they got a lot of leads, and they sold a lot of carpet. Okay? Then the next month, they had nothing, and their carpet sales went in the toilet, and so they brought it back again. And the third time they brought it back, they raised it to $199. But it still had these add-ons. So what they've said and found out is that if you sell below cost, you will increase your sales. But here's the risk. They know intellectually what they need to do, and yet they revert right back to this swarmy, cheesy, fake $99 with all of these add-ons, which is exactly what they want to get away from, to bring customers in. But you know what? It's kind of like the grapefruit diet. I don't know. You're about the age. You could have been on the grapefruit diet. You go 6 months, you have 846 grapefruits, okay? At the end of 6 months, you've lost weight. You look like hell. You feel awful. And the first sign that you want to get off, you buy a side of beef, you know, and you eat the side of beef in a week, and you regain everything, and you feel better. You can't even say the word grapefruit, okay? But you can't tell a customer $99 and $99 and $99 and then say, okay, now it's back to the regular price, because they won't bite. And so they are creating a short-term gain, but from that they're creating a very, very big long-term problem, which all of their great thinking won't get their eye, you know, because what would you do? It's now at $199, and that's still at a loss. So what are they going to do, go to $299? Finally, they're going to go to what they need so they can make money on installation.
Sure.
And when they do that, the customer's going to, they're going to wait for the $99. And it's not going to come back. So they have, you know, they had a short-term gain, but they've already gone to $199, and they still the nickel and dime them with all this other stuff, so that now they're actually making money, a nice margin for up to about, I figured, about 700, 800 square feet. But if you come in with 3,000 square feet, you're still, you know, you're still getting a pretty nice deal. But so, you know, that's the same old, this is their mistake. When things are tough, and 2007 is going to go down as a very, very rough year in our industry, the smart retailers don't give it away. because then it's too darn hard to move back to fair pricing and a fair margin on labor and carpet.
And it seems like in the bargain they've damaged the brand.
Well, exactly. That's the tough thing to do. The really smart retailers that I talk to understand that the people who have money, it's a buyer's market. They want a deal. But they don't want something cheap, and you don't have to give it away. I know retailers in the worst sections. I'm talking about Southern California or Florida or other pockets that are really, really tough, that are increasing their margin even though their sales are down 10 percentage points because they've changed their mix and they're giving the customers good value, but they're selling still better products and they're not giving away and establishing a false price-value relationship, which is what the $99 does.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to wind up the second part of a four-part conversation with John Trivers. John's a columnist at Floor Covering Weekly. He's a speaker around this industry. We're going to air the third part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.